So I know I made the promise that we would never really do an off-the-cuff episode again, but considering this is essentially...
When the fuck did we promise that?
I'm pretty sure we promised that after we did, was it Thirst? Yeah, Thirst. I didn't prep for Thirst.
I didn't promise that.
I don't prep for any of the shows.
I don't make any promises because I'm a liar.
Welcome to my club.
But considering we're doing Leprechaun, I just didn't think it was worth it. This movie has aged terribly. Not that it probably was anywhere remotely good when it was released.
No,
it somehow made money, which is saying something, but it's early 90s theater horror. Like,
well, of course it made money. Like, it's goofy. It's like a little like devil leprechaun. Like, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Like, who wouldn't want to go see that?
But let's just be honest. We have three Dagos.
Yeah, we're biased.
Listen, we're not going to do well by the Irish to begin with on this.
Fuck them.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was going to be a little more eloquent about that. Look, that's what everyone to know. I am sipping on Jameson while I'm doing this, so I'm doing as best as I can to honor the Southside Irish Parade that happened last weekend by slowly getting drunk and saying how I feel about people. So
look, like every Irish American, I'm also partially every Italian American, I should say, I'm also partly Irish, and what that means is that I 99% of the time do not talk about or pretend to be Irish at all, because they have no culture except for the one day of the year that they do, which is St. Patrick's Day.
And if you're listening to this, that's today. So
right. So I think really what it comes down to is that we're gonna honor the Irish today, and the way we're gonna do that is by not putting in any effort and being lazy and just kind of lying the whole episode. So I think it's going to be pretty good.
And getting intoxicated. Yeah. I mean, I think we're really doing this.
Yeah, I'm already half wasted, so.
I took an Ativan because I've had a lot of anxiety because my I've had stomach issues for like a week. So like...
You're shitting piss?
Because, yes. And also, again, this is in keeping up the Irish theme. I've had a lot of anxiety because I've not been expressing my emotions. So, the only thing that might come out of it is I might make a really long book that everyone pretends to read when they try to get pussy from non-binary twinks when they're in college. So...
That's really specific. I don't follow you there. Clearly, Scott, I don't know. I don't read books.
No, you read books. You just don't read books for fun.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, I hate reading. It gives me a headache.
I've read 3 books in the last week.
I hope that if I ever have a child, that child likes to read. And I hope it gets none of my qualities. Not that I really want it to have any of your qualities either. So, I don't know. Maybe we can get one of those robot children.
I mean, we can always adopt a kid. Just, children. Shop around. Find one that fits us, that is actually going to go somewhere in their life.
If I could choose the type of... If I could literally choose out of all the...
Please word this the right way.
If I could... Yeah. If I had to choose... If I could choose out of all the different ethnicities...
Please say this the right way.
What? I would want a little Filipino baby. I love Filipino people. What is wrong with saying that? I just think they're so cute.
As compared to what other children, Jenna?
Oh, the white ones are real bad.
Well, good save.
Well, have you seen babies when they come out? You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I've seen them. Like little... I'm gonna give your friend Gina...
I'm
gonna give her some credit.
My friend
that
just had a baby.
That baby's actually kind of a cute baby.
She's real cute. And I told her when I walked in, I said, I'm glad your baby's cute so I didn't have to lie to you. She was like, I appreciate that.
So what you're trying to tell people is that you're going to kidnap in a fit of some sort of hysteria, which is a word for your people, the women's, that you're going to kidnap a handsome Filipino baby.
I'm saying if there was a... Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yep. Jesus.
Your Honor, as you can see in episode 48 of Groovy Little Spook Show, the defendant did confess to wanting to kidnap a Filipino child, and she said, yes, I do mean this.
All I'm saying is I just think...
I'll allow it. Court dismissed.
And then you just stare at the baby. Yeah, I win! Just throwing the baby in the air.
I would never throw my cute little
run into the end zone and run into the end zone and spike it.
Boom!
Oh my god, you guys. No. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, so if we could have figured it out, guys. Leprechaun, 1993. You can watch it on HBO. I don't know why you would.
You could watch it on Peacock.
Oh, we did watch it on Peacock. You're right. Yeah, we did. Remember, we couldn't figure it out?
Nope, I was checked out.
You were checked out. You're probably going to expect a lot of jokes about the Irish, and you're going to be correct. Now, as Steve said, we love the Irish on the show.
We love the Irish, don't we, folks?
Terrific people.
Wonderful. No, there's no better. There's simply no better liars.
Oh my god!
I don't know anybody who I trust more to drink and beat their wives than the Irish.
I don't trust anyone more to lie for any reason than the Irish.
Is he Irish?
No, he's German or Dutch or something.
Whatever he is. Horrendous. It's one of the ugliest people I've ever seen in my whole life. But
I'm across from you too.
Yeah, I know, right? It's saying a lot.
Yeah, so this is gonna be real low effort. As I told Steve before we recorded, I'm teaching for the first time tomorrow, which is the day after you're listening to this. If you're listening today, this was released.
Day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow. Movie. Great movie.
I do love great the, movie. I love Dennis Quaid.
Do you?
Wait, why did he do something bad? Oh, no,
his brother's a freak show.
Oh.
Randy Quaid is legitimately
did
every
I say
character.
Randy Quaid?
No, you said Dengus.
Dengus Quaid.
Dengus Quaid.
He does actually is a big Trump guy, but Randy Quaid.
God, come on.
Oh, Randy Quaid is every stupid character he's ever played combined in real life. He's legitimately one of the most insane people. I follow him on Twitter just for understand.
Follow Groovy Little Spook Show, but also while you're at it, follow Randy Quaid.
For this is, you know how everyone like puts retweets are not endorsements in their Twitter bio? This is expressly an endorsement of Randy Quaid.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, now I have to pop open something from Randy Quaid just to read out loud, just so Jenna's aware of how insane this man is.
I love insane people.
I mean, he's Cousin Eddie in all the National Lampoon movies.
I don't.
He's an Independence Day as the crazy fighter pilot guy that.
I'm not going to remember that.
How have we never watched that? That movie is legitimately on my birthday. It's got Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith in it and aliens.
I've seen that movie, Scott.
All right, so his bio. Hollywood actor. Okay. Born Texan. Filmmaker. Artist. All exclamation points. Husband to...
Gross.
Whatever this broad's name is. Eva Quaid. We have best furry son in the world.
Furry?
Yes.
Oh, it's a dog. Oh.
Or some sort of, well.
What if it's legitimately just a really hairy kid?
All right, this is 41 minutes ago. First Lady Hillary Clinton spearheaded a conspiracy to take down the President of the United States.
Which one? What?
Brandon will never put America first.
Can we stop it with the Brandon thing? I saw some dump. You know those assholes that live down the street on the corner with the garbage cans that you don't like? With the big truck?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever drives a big old truck that says, and they have a stupid "Let's Go Brandon" sticker on their car, and I was just like, "I'm like,
I just wish Joe Biden could be as unironically funny
President
as
Joe,
Trump,
President Joe Brandon." Yeah, he'd have to. Joe Brandon. He has to appear in public, which is the thing he doesn't do anymore. So
he's just, listen. If Trump wasn't actually in charge of anything, he's hysterical. He's one of the funniest people alive because he's just so checked out of reality.
It's a real bummer that he hasn't, like, I don't know. It's a real bummer that he hasn't, like, made more of it since being out of office. I really thought
go full-blown crazy, guy. Like, now that it doesn't affect the government.
Well, remember, he does send out his own letters. Letters from the statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. And then he's got these stupid, which are essentially tweets he sends out in emails. Like this one. Breaking news. Russia just sanctioned Joe Biden. While that is a terrible thing in so many ways, perhaps it will now be explained why the Biden family received $3.5 million from the very wealthy former mayor of Moscow's wife. He said it was inappropriate. Perhaps that's why Biden has been so slow on the draw of Russia.
My thing is, I think most politicians, if not all, are corrupt and kind of shitty, and it's all about, you know, their prerogative.
Damn, what a rare take.
Damn, John! No, but can I talk? God, you guys suck. I'm just saying, like, the thing that makes me mad about these people is it's like, they act like their guy never did anything bad. It's like, why can't we all band together and be like, they all suck, instead of fighting each other? Oh, this is my president.
So, in that book I'm reading, The Devil's Chessboard, which you all should read, like, to see why the CIA sucks, like, and why this country's a trash hole.
We're too dumb to, like, actually uprise and change. They do that for the wrong things.
You know, no, they do it. It's completely on purpose. It's completely on purpose. After World War II, you had this growth of corporations that had also tied in the military, which also tied in politicians and made it a separate, essentially ruling class that essentially could make whatever narrative they wanted happen through growing through advertisement, using fucking fears of, you know, communist uprisings, blah, 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 blah. There was this historian that was mentioned in this book that was like, basically, until you take away that apparatus, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, you're fucked. That's why a two-party system's shitty.
Well, yeah. Dur-da-dur.
But back to Randy Quaid, which is the reason for the season.
I'm sorry.
This is a good tweet, too. Smollett was only answering Michelle Obama's battle cry to defame Trump supporters. She and the rest lied about feeling threatened by Trump. Smollett just turned her phony narrative into an SNL sketch that took one for her team. I don't even know what that means.
Smollett?
Juicy Smollett.
Jussie. His name's Jussie. Jussie. And he's a man, not a woman.
I know.
Oh.
I know who he is.
You're saying her.
No, because no, Michelle Obama. Randy Quaid is saying Michelle Obama made him do it.
Damn.
Come on, Jenna.
All right. I'm leaving in 5 seconds.
Maybe you should start reading the way that...
I'm a little concerned now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this
it
is
went
great.
From anyway, cute to a problem.
All right, let's talk about fucking Leprechaun. I have a whole thing about leprechauns. I watched a lot of videos about leprechauns today to prepare while I was...
I have a question for Steve about leprechauns before... We start
you have
this.
A question okay. for me about leprechauns.
For Steve about yeah. leprechauns.
Okay, it's not about leprechauns. Okay, when you were in school, when you were in grade school,
yeah.
on St. Patrick's Day, would you like walk into like your class being like...
Wearing white face? Yeah.
Okay, would you walk into your class and like the chairs would be knocked over and like there'd be like, oh, we have to solve the clues of like the leprechaun?
No.
Like, you never had. I
told
this.
You this. Shut up. You just had some homeless dude break into your school and trash it. And yeah. Your teachers just made a game so you guys would clean it up.
Yeah, every year on St. Patrick's Day. You guys just went to schools that didn't like you.
I went to Catholic school. I absolutely went to a school that didn't like me. And commercial. Leprechaun. In Irish folklore, fairy. A leprechaun is a form of a tiny old man, often with a crooked hat and leather apron. Solitary by nature, he is said to live in remote places and to make shoes and brogues. I have no idea what the fucking actual brogue is. I thought
a brogue was their accent.
That's what I thought, too. So once this guy is creating his own accents, I have no idea what the fucking actual leprechaun does. The sound of his hammering betrays his presence.
Yeah. How do you spell brogue?
B-R-O-G-U-E-S. Brogues.
No, but read it again.
Solitary by nature, he is said to live in remote places and to make shoes and brogues.
Yeah, brogues is like a type of, like, a shoe.
Is that like an Irish moccasin?
Well,
like potato skins or something?
No, like, if you ever see, like, broguing on a shoe, like, when they put the holes in it?
Oh, yeah, with the little eyelets on them? Yeah, I pulled it up now. It is derived from the Gaelic brogue. Or the Gaelic brog for shoe is a style of low-heeled shoe or boot traditionally characterized
by
multi-piece sturdy leather uppers. Yeah, you've seen these. It's just a nice shoe.
Oh.
Like, if that's what the leprechauns are doing,
Yeah.
We should probably stop defaming him.
Yeah. Like
not for this episode, but after this.
Wait, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah. No, that's good work for a leprechaun. Anyway, he possesses a hidden croc of gold. If captured and threatened with bodily violence, which, of course, if you capture somebody, you're going to threaten them with bodily violence. Like, we learned that in the first, that's like the first thing in the movie we learned is that the dude, Dan O'Grady, returns to North Dakota because apparently the Irish live, they couldn't, like, in
good. Don't say shit about North Dakota, all right?
Say shit about hockey capital, meth capital, and oil capital of the northern Midwest, North Dakota.
I like North Dakota.
So we had this fucking character named Dan O'Grady. And they were like, well, he came back from Ireland. We can't say he was from Boston. We can't say he's from Chicago. We may as well say he's from North Dakota.
Yeah.
It's the least innocuous place you could insult the Irish.
You know what, though? Didn't you feel like he looked way younger than the wife? I thought that was bad.
Yeah, casting. You kept thinking he was living with his mother. But yeah. That's just, again.
He's an alcoholic and drinks so much that he's probably has liver failure. But this woman probably just, you know, doesn't do any of that. She has to take care of him. And she looks like she's 80.
The Irish, and this is your first fun fact of the day, folks. The Irish, a lot like Eastern Europeans, and I can say this as a Croat. Once you hit about 30, whether you're Eastern European or you're Irish, you know, by 35, you look like a hard 50.
You look like a nana.
Yeah, you're just like a nana or whatever. The babushka, if you're Eastern European.
I can't wait till it's time for me to wear a babushka.
What does an old Greek woman wear? Do they do babushkas?
I'm doing it.
They basically do, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, as soon as you know the headscarf's going on, like, it's over. But that's this guy. So this guy's got this old wife that Jenna was obsessed with through this whole movie.
He's pissing me off.
For at least began this movie. And he comes back and he literally tells the wife he got a pot of gold by interrogating a leprechaun, which really starts off this movie sounding like this guy committed a hate crime against somebody that is of shorter stature.
Mm-hmm.
No, because when you're Irish, you by default believe in all of that shit because the only thing you know is like, stupid folk tales and like how to be racist to Filipino guys. So like, those are the only.
They don't like Filipino people. Oh hell!
Oh,
no.
I know who Steve's referencing.
It's yeah, specifically a Mark Wahlberg reference.
Mark Wahlberg doesn't like Filipino people.
Do you not know about Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch? He's a terribly racist human being.
Oh my god! You guys are ruining so many things for me today.
Mark Wahlberg.
I'm pretty sure this happened around the same time.
As the
like
movie.
Late 80s? Was it late 80s in the movie? Late 80s, early 90s is when the Funky Bunch, where Mark Wahlberg got too funky with a Vietnamese man and beat him to blindness.
What?
Did you not know this?
What? Does it sound like I know? Does it sound like that?
This sounds like something that would have been an E! True Hollywood story that you would have watched.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everyone knows. Here, the full
not
list.
Not me.
The Mark Wahlberg's racist hate crimes. The full list of actors racially motivated attacks. So this is this is funny.
The podcast to torturing Jenna.
Mark Wahlberg's history of racially motivated attacks has resurfaced. The actor was accused of hypocrisy for sharing a post supporting Black Lives Matter. See, this is stupid. I mean, we're making fun, but not for nothing. It's like 40 years later. But anyway, I mean, he's probably is still racist, and so it's probably hypocritical for him to be saying it. But if anything,
he's not racist.
He's just doing Hollywood actor now transplant into California activism, which isn't activism. It's just being
his PR lady told him to do it.
It's just, dear Mr. Putin. It's dear, you know, Mark Wahlberg's going, I'm sorry I beat the Asian man into blindness. I'm sorry that I have a burger place called Wahlburgers and that's the stupidest fucking name you could come up with for a burger joint. I'm sorry. And then everyone goes, hey, so brave!
He's so brave.
In 1986, a then 15-year-old Wahlberg and three friends were charged for chasing three black children and pelting them with rocks while yelling, kill the ends.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's for, I'm just saying, like,
The next day.
You guys acted like he did this when he was like.
No, this is when it started.
This is when it started. This is the full list. I'm starting from the beginning.
Oh my God.
This is now Groovy Little Wahlburgers. We just talk about Marky Mark.
No, I'm saying I'm sure he's still a piece of shit. And that's where it starts. It's just.
The next day, Wahlberg harassed another group of mostly black children around the age of 9 or 10 at the beach, gathering other white men to join in racially abusing them and throwing rocks at them.
Jesus Christ. Like, I've never gathered a posse to harass
a seemingly anybody. Unrelated honestly, second time. Incident occurred 2 years later in 1988 when Wahlberg attacked two Vietnamese men while high on PCP.
Oh, I never knew the PCP part. That makes this so much better.
This sounds like...
PCP makes everything better.
This sounds called, like he wasn't raised very well.
He called one man a Vietnam fucking... And then there's like a one that's S with three with four asterisks. I'm assuming... I mean, shit, unless there's like a Vietnamese slur I don't know of.
There must be. I have no idea.
Let's not play Guess That Slur on this episode of Groovy Little Spook Show.
Oh, wait, I thought of something. I'm not going to say
he knocked him unconscious with a 5-foot wooden stick while punching another man, Army veteran Johnny Trin.
In
the eye.
Plastic, it was a shillelagh. Let's get it right for St. Patty's Day.
A shillelagh wouldn't be 5 feet long. It would have been some
That's
other.
That's a fun name. You could name your kid Shillelagh. What?
Let's
name our adopted Filipino child Shillelagh. There we go.
Yes, to avenge the poor Vietnamese man that got beaten.
By Mark Wahlberg.
This is what we'll do in your honor. We will adopt.
We're so woke.
We will adopt a sweet little Filipino child. We don't care gender, whatever. And we will name them Shillelagh. You're welcome. All is restored in the world.
We're just undoing the Wahlberg crime.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Sins of the Wahlberg.
Oh, that would be a good book. That's a better title for their restaurant.
Sins of the Wahlberg.
Facts.
Yeah. You know what? I really hate Jenny McCarthy, so like I'm all about actually now we can talk shit about them.
About the Irish or anti-vax people?
All of the above.
Okay.
She just it's like
Have Every you ever time drank we... her,
Wait, why is,
her...
Why does she have a, is she married to a Wahlberg?
She's married to Donnie.
Oh, is she?
Yes, that's why I brought it up.
No way.
Yes, she is.
This is the greatest pop culture podcast of all time now because we don't even talk about
the movie.
She was
on the
mat.
She's a judge on the
mask.
Shut
the fuck up about talking about the movie. Trying to bring us on task and shit.
Oh my God, her alma mater was fucking Southern Illinois University. That explains so much.
Is that a real university?
Yes, yeah. SIU, yes.
Oh, that sounds, because to me that sounded like
it's in the middle of cornfields. It's, it's exactly what you think
it
is.
My mom went there for like a year. I think she said then she was like, oh, fuck this.
Jennifer McCarthy Wahlberg, born Jennifer Ann McCarthy. See? She is married to Donnie Wahlberg.
That's exactly what I said, yeah?
See, the problem with Donnie Edmund Wahlberg Jr. is that he is legitimately the ugliest of the Wahlbergs.
Yeah.
He just looks like a guy that would definitely start a fight with you at a bar.
I think they all look
Which
like
that. Which
was
the they one that was on Blue Bloods?
Blue Bloods? Is that Donnie? Let me look here.
I don't like a guy that looks like he wears a half zip, like a quarter zip.
Well, they gave away something for the 2021 season of The Masked Singer. He was Cluedly Do.
Yeah, we knew. I was saying that and you interrupted me. I was saying Jenny McCarthy is a judge on The Masked Singer. And me and my mom watch that. And every time it comes on, she goes, Jenna, do you think that's a wig? Ha ha ha. Because it's like, yeah, her wigs are bad. Like And like her outfits. I can't. It's too much. But then, yeah, her husband was on the show and she didn't even know it was him. Like she didn't even guess it. It's like,
oh my God, I just thought you were gone for the last 2 weeks having an affair. He was on Blue Bloods. He was Detective Danny Reagan, which is, of course, the greatest Irish name you could call a character on CBS. If you really want to get that 50 to 65-year-old demographic, you give the character the last name Reagan.
What's... Oh, Oh yeah, Ronald Reagan.
Ronnie. Yeah,
I forgot. I like forget about him sometimes. You know, like I try to black that like part out of my head. It's like if that didn't exist, you know that movie that's
tear
like,
down this wall.
Do you know that movie where it's like it's the book.
All your walls.
The book that says if JFK never died, and then the guy tries to go back in time.
11. The Stephen King book I made you watch. Yeah. The one of James Franco, where James Franco doesn't act like a sex pest in the movie.
Do you know what they should really?
Yeah, Christine. Yeah.
Do you know what they should really do? They should
11/22/63.
They should have gone back and undid capitalism. We all might be better off. Oh my God!
You and Steve are gonna fucking join forces.
Let's go.
It's going to end capitalism.
Let's. No, I'm too tired, but I'm always too tired, but like, I'm on your side. I'm just putting that out there for anyone.
I'm on your side.
If you also.
Jenna's against the system.
Capitalism has also ruined my life because I have a shopping problem. It's like, if that wasn't a thing, I wouldn't be crazy.
Yep, that's exactly, that's exactly what's doing it. Oh, Lord, we didn't even get off track. This fucking train derailed and has a casually kind
you
of like 40.
You drank that whole beer already?
No, not the whole thing. I was prepping the
other
one.
I was like, he already drank his whiskey. I'm like, you're really leaning into this Irish thing.
I'm going for it.
I gotta get.
Which is ironic because, did I ever tell you the story, Steve? I don't ever give out my real last name because obviously I'm not stupid. But my dad got really disappointed because he always thought he was German. And there's nothing more terrifying than a white man that was in a biker game that's proud to be German. And I'm going to leave it at that. The irony of him becoming a Jew for Jesus not lost upon me. But my mom, I refuse to do one of the 23andMe things, or 26andMe, or whatever the fuck, how many genes you got. You've got 26, you probably.
74, I don't know.
So I refused it, so they did it. 23andMe, all right, that's good.
It's 74.
So my father learned that not only is he not German, he's not German at all. He's like 100% Scottish.
Damn.
And
the name was just legitimately, it was just a Ellis Island hatchet job. That man, that was the first time I've ever seen that man just visibly distraught in life, was the fact that he wasn't German. And then learning that the Italian side of the family is Turkish. And then he said, we're all Mujahideen. Yeah. He's a nice guy, folks.
He's nice.
He's nice. So I'm Scottish, which is like, you know, Irish adjacent.
Oh, Scottish? Whoa.
Yeah. Which is the thing. I can make fun of the Irish because I'm Scottish. So therefore, that's Irish adjacent. I can make fun of the Polish because I'm Croatian.
You're right.
And that's Polish adjacent.
Sure.
And Italian, it's just the greatest people in the world.
Yeah. Italian, you're just legally racist. So you get to make fun of anyone.
They send you a card when you turn 15. You're like, welcome to the familia.
Maybe
it's
that's
just
why
like,
I'm not
and
racist.
And it gives you a list of words you're
you
know, supposed
they,
to be saying.
I never
yeah,
got
like
card,
they let you know all the,
so
cool, all the cool slurs.
To be honest, you guys, my family is my... they're not... Except my mom is like the most open,
you
kindest.
Really wanted to say just right now, is my family is really racist, but my mom's really nice.
No,
which is very true.
Then I was like, what if they listen to this? But, well, because it's not all of them. My one cousin is like real cool and like my mom, but my family's out of touch and just very like, we're Catholic Republicans who like the Cubs. And like, that's all I need.
It's like the three
like, that's all
things.
I need to say about that.
I don't
that.
Know how I'm going to choose to marry into a family that's Catholic Republicans and fucking Cubs fans.
And then
the Cubs
like,
fans is truly the worst part of it, honestly.
And then it's like, I exist and I'm just like, hi. Like, I don't fit in with you people at all. Like, they're like very, you know, they're nice people, but I don't know. I've just always been.
That's the nicest thing. That's the nicest way a white person tries to explain friends or family they don't like that have racist or prejudiced qualities to go, they're nice people, but.
Yeah.
Which is just like, they're nice people, but.
It's hard.
They have a weird collection of pillowcases in their closet that they have on mannequins that we're not supposed to look at except on certain holidays.
Do you know what I mean, though? It's like, it's. I feel
they're
like
nice,
like,
but their grandfather does have dual citizenship. In Argentina.
I just feel like some people are so out of touch with reality. You know, it's just like, if you don't see it, it's not true. And I feel like that's what's going on. And I feel like, and I'm not saying that's acceptable at all. I'm just saying that's what I think the deal is, because I do like, no, I'm like, well, I've been friends with like my friend, you know, some of my friends my whole life. And then you think, and you know, their parents and you're like, well, their parents were great to them, treated them great, and all these things, you know, but then you hear shit that comes out of their mouth and you're like, wait, what? So it's like, they're nice people, but like, that's why you say that, because you've had all these nice experiences with them, but it's hard to like, let that shit go. It's hard to just be like, well, you know, it's just because of their, it's like, I can...
Listen, Jenna, we're both Italian. We have family members that use the Italian word for eggplant to describe people. And it's just how it is. We're woke. We're millennials. So, we're woke.
Yeah, I mean,
we know their insults. We don't say them.
I know. I'm just
proudly.
Saying, I feel like a lot of people.
we say them that. Shamefully.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, you know, I feel bad saying it repeatedly several times a day. It's just how it is. And our children will never know those words because it'll all be emojis.
I'm going to tell my kids to call people dinguses when they're being stupid. Oh, yeah. They're a dingus. What are you going to do about that?
If you tell if you tell your kids to say dingus, you might as well just be telling other kids to beat up your kids.
No! That's so mean.
Just pin a note to the kid. If I say dingus, beat me.
I love the word dingus.
I bet you do.
Oh, she does.
Damn.
I know we mentioned.
Literally what?
Literally what? Oh my.
Literally what? Oh, Jenna doesn't need dinguses anymore because we mentioned this on After Hours.
Yeah, stop talking about
but
my
Jenna
stuff.
Got the Katie Lily Allen Perry 4000 clit licker device, and I am very much unneeded in this relationship.
It's literally not a licker. Stop saying, like, it's nothing licks.
It's a sucker.
You. Yeah, thank you, Steve. Yeah.
I got my first pity fuck, I think, in a long time, where you're just rolled over. I'm so tired. I used it like 3 or 4 times the other day, and I'm just so tired. But
can
like,
I'm
just gonna,
so
I'm
loud?
Just gonna let you do this. I'm just gonna.
I did literally say to him, I guess I'm like letting you do this now. That's what I said. Something like that. And you were like, okay. And I was like, okay.
And I went into work very, very happy.
Yeah, he was really efficient. So.
Scott's very efficient.
That's really cool.
yeah.
Just like, Scott owns a quick service. I didn't know how to finish that sentence, but you get it.
Since we've already just derailed this episode about a movie we don't
Leprechaun!
Care about, I want to show Jenna the Baldo real quick.
Balto? I love Balto.
Introducing Baldo, the world's first ball dildo. You put your balls in.
Oh, this is for a man. I'm like,
yeah,
where is the.
I could turn my pendulous scrotum.
You put your balls into what?
Into that device.
Which way?
Well, it'll sack down.
So this is sideways. This is horizontal.
I want you to look at this. I want you to see? The Baldo textbooks?
Show me the video.
Yeah, hang on. I'm going to put it on. I'm just going to turn off the volume real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Baldo.
Baldo. The world's
or
first
is it Baldo?
Ball dildo.
Baldo?
No, like dildo. No,
it's dildo. Baldo.
Oh.
See?
Stupid. Oh, it's black for men, obviously.
Well, yeah.
You can get a pink one.
Can you?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, what's
the world's first ball dildo. Tip, no wider than most penises.
I don't get what... I just don't get what it's doing.
Skin safe, ultra soft. So,
what do you mean?
I have
you put
to
your
do,
balls in it, and then you can put.
It's stretchy, so I have to stretch it over my pendulous scrotum,
and then I can put it in.
And
somehow
I have to tuck them in.
No,
and
that
then
doesn't
you
look
use,
fun.
You use these spacer rings to make you rigid.
Ew.
And then I use my ball dick
literally
to have sex with you.
Stop talking. I don't even know what you're saying.
Jenna, join the revolution.
I don't like that you said rigid.
Look at the gifts. It literally tells you I have to shave your balls and lube them.
And then you.
Yeah, see?
You would put this in the girl?
Yes. Yeah.
Why don't you just use your real penis?
Because this stays hard forever.
This, yeah.
But I don't want that. I want it to end at some point. That's the point.
Wait, also, I really like the gift. I like the step
also,
to.
This can give you a ballgasm.
You can have a ballgasm, apparently.
According to
I don't know
website.
What that is, but it sounds like
I mean,
it's gonna.
Scott, I would love to give you a ballgasm.
So okay, so here's
for,
a photo of a man.
For free.
Here's see, that's his. That's
I
his.
Don't want that going inside me. Absolutely not. Ew, ew, ew. I also don't use a.
Let me in your pot of gold, me Baldo.
I don't use
you let
Baldo.
Like you let like the Dua Lipa labia slammer suck you off though.
Yeah, but that's not going inside of me.
So it's different.
I don't see.
Needless to say, Jenna is not fond of Scott having cool toys.
You don't have a vagina, so thank you for noticing.
You would rather have like fucking the Britney Spears patented clam slammer.
Clam slammer,
jill you off, then have the balls of your loving partner gently inserted inside of your wetness.
I'm not even gonna respond. I'm gonna not respond to that.
I'm gonna choke on my beer.
I'm gonna file a sexual harassment claim against you.
You're not HR for this company.
Well, I am now.
I feel like before I talked about your wetness, you're about to give me a compliment.
Yeah, you really like screwed it up with that one. I don't like when guys are like, "Are you wet?" Like, not well. You can say whatever you want to me, but like,
is the clam ready to be shucked, honey?
You hear a guy talking about a girl, it's like you just disgusting. I don't know. I just think like guys just like are gross, I guess. So that's maybe more what it is. Like just when they talk, I'm like, stop.
I mean, we're essentially in a lesbian relationship at this point.
Yeah, basically.
We have lesbian bed death because of Lily Allen now. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that the we can proceed in a moment, but if you don't like when guys say that, I'm going to present to you probably the worst phrase that you can hear.
Why?
Because I want to see your reaction. How do you feel,
Jenna? That's why you're here, for reactions.
How do you feel about saying the phrase "she was wet like a lake"?
Ew.
See, with my speech impediment, that's gonna come out. Are you let like a wake? And that's gonna be very why confusing. A
lake? Will you let? Like,
the lakes?
Because the lake's got so much water in it.
But an ocean has more, and an ocean sounds nicer.
Yeah, but that's salty.
You know what?
Lakes are fresh water.
Would you wait? Say it again.
Wait! It's St. Patty's Day. Are you wet like a lock?
Oh, ew, Scott.
She was wet like a lick.
That's Scottish. I don't know what you did, Scott. Like what you whatever.
Confused Jamaican in Scotland. Like
at least Steve had an accent.
Wet like a lick.
The only accents I can do, I'm not allowed to do on the show because they'll get us in trouble.
You've already done them, haven't you?
No, not really.
Here's the thing. She was like a lake.
That's Scottish to me.
No, that was Irish. The first time was Scottish.
She's hot like a light? Is that what you said?
She's hot like a light.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
That's, yeah.
She's like a 60-watt incandescent.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay, what did you say about she's as wet as a lake? That's what the phrase was?
Yeah.
I think I would like it better if you said she's as wet as a swamp. Because I'm a swamp hat. Oh. So, like, that would be a way to, like...
Swamp gash me, like, instead of swamp ass.
Swank gag.
Swamp gash.
Gag.
Swamp gash?
Yeah, no, instead I of like swamp
gag.
Ass.
Ooh, swamp gash is great. Yeah. I'm going to start using... That's good.
Thank you.
Swamp gash. You always call yourself a kitchen witch or a swamp witch. You can have swamp gash.
I'm a plant maven. Thank you. Also.
Oh, my God.
A maven?
You're like a maven. Really cool D&D you're not a maven. That nobody plays.
Well,
you're not a maven. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, go fuck yourself. How about that?
I just wouldn't say you have maven qualities. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't agree with you.
I have no idea what the fuck either of you are talking about. Do
you know what the definition of maven is, Scott?
Give us the definition.
I know a definition of maven. Conway used it in a song. I'm sorry. Yay used it in a
it's
song
just
once.
An expert.
Who's yay?
Ye? Is it ye or ye?
It's Kanye.
Oh.
Kanye. Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Oh, ye.
Is he going by ye now?
Is he Jesus? I literally don't care. No, a maven is just...
Is Pete Davidson alive still?
An expert or a connoisseur.
And you don't think I am of plants?
I was... No, you're she's definitely a connoisseur expert. Of plants.
In my own house? Yeah. Let me use the words I like for the things that I want to.
You got a plant in your house that you're an expert of, and that's it.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do whenever I want to do it. That's what I'm doing.
Have fun with the law.
But I don't want to do illegal things.
She's going to walk around with a fern and beat people and be like, I can do what I want. I'm a plant maven. This is my fern. Her name is Fern.
Well,
I'm going to beat you with it. Officer, you can't take me in. I'm a plant.
If you only want to do legal things, that doesn't very much so fit into the spirit of the swamp.
I said plant.
Yeah, can but you also said that you were things? A swamp witch.
Yeah.
Which is I also did. Illegal did say, witchcraft. Excuse me?
No, not so, in Illinois, motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure we still got witchcraft laws in Illinois. I'm going to look this
up. I bet
up
you do. Of all the states, I bet you do.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we do.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm looking it up right now. The Witchcraft Act of 1563.
That's pretty recent.
Nope, that was it.
Pretty recent.
That was in England. Hang on. There's literally an article from Chicago Now. Is witchcraft illegal in the state of Illinois? Blah, 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 blah.
Da, da, da.
Okay. In 1696, the Jesuit mission de l'Ange Gardien is founded in Chicago by Father Pierre-François Punet. And in March of 1699, he establishes the Mission de Sainte-Famille de Cacroix at what is now Cahokia, Illinois, which is like very far south.
Yeah.
Treaty of Paris, something, something. There have been at least two executions of witches on Illinois soil while it was still part of the Commonwealth of Virginia by extension.
I don't give a shit about any of that, Scott. That's not what we're talking about.
I know, but I'm just looking if it's still illegal because I may.
Well, you know what? It's not illegal to do.
Listen, I know snitches get stitches, and obviously.
But here's the thing.
We don't rat people out, though, but you're a witch. You're not actually a person.
Literally, you both are talking about nothing.
I've used my perfect legal mind to quickly read this article, and what I found is that essentially there are some laws in Illinois, but the reason why the English laws are important is that within the Illinois state constitution, it basically states that the state of Illinois recognizes the common law of England so long as it was enacted prior to the fourth year of James the First, which is 1607, and was not specifically repealed by Illinois legislature, which means that the Witchcraft Acts of 1542 in England still are enforceable within Illinois. So, yes.
Burn her!
And also, everybody knows swamps are chaotic AF.
Swamps have bad vibes, Jenna. Do you really want to be in a swamp of bad vibes?
Like, the vibes are chalked in swamps.
I'm almost 30 years old, and I just, like, I want to do the things I want to do and say the things I want to say and just, like the things I want to like without Steve annoying me.
Well, okay? You live in America, which has freedom of speech, and just because you like things and want to say things, that's very cool. And I will defend to the death your right to say or like them, but that doesn't mean that you're free from repercussions.
Well, I would be if I didn't have to do this stupid show.
Oh my.
Listen, you've been painting your nails. You're fine. Oh, God. We've gone 42 minutes in this show and not talked about
it. Yeah, we should just not. Honestly, it would be so funny to say that this is about Leprechaun and then we just don't talk about it.
I got to be honest with you.
But wait, I wanted some Leprechaun facts. That's the one thing I want to.
There's like one thing I really want to talk about this movie, and it's about the performance of American actor Mark Holton.
The guy that pretends to be an arsler?
Yeah, Ozzy.
What's an arsler? Oh.
Oh.
I thought it was a word.
Who's
not
an arsler?
I thought you were saying like A-R-S-L.
Is that like a racist astler?
Yeah, I really hated how they did that. It was so bad. It was like, let's put this guy in an Aladdin shirt, this purple Aladdin costume, and then we're going to put the guy who's not so smart in a brightly colored thing.
They dressed him up
like they dressed him up like a little kid, which to be fair, I said, oh, I really like his outfit. But then when I saw the because it's cool. Like that's something like
a painter shirt made of little paintbrushes.
But today, like somebody would wear that and it would be like a cool shirt. But like it was all the context behind the shirt and the choice. And I just was like, oh my, ew. It was just like, it was gross to watch in my opinion. Ugh.
Yeah, so Mark Holton, who most of you will remember as Francis Buxton in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which is one of my favorite movies as a kid. He's the mean guy that had the giant bathtub. He was the big fat kid. He was Teen Wolf 2. He was chubby in that. He was in Naked Gun for the Files of Police Squad. Is the guy in the crowd. He really has had nothing of value. He was in Rumpelstiltskin, which was also by Mark Jones, who did Leprechaun. And he was John Wayne Gacy in the direct-to-video release of the film Gacy, which is on Tubi, which is a terrible movie because in our 2003 to like 2007 those like eighth grade to high school years, we got all of the really bad made like direct to video releases about serial killers. That's where you got the Dahmer movie. There was a Gacy movie. There was pretty much if it was a major serial killer, they got like reborn in the early aughts. And he got to play Gacy, which makes a ton of sense. And besides that, he does reprise his role as Ozzy in Leprechaun Returns, which is by our Astron 6 friends over there. Technically Stephen Kostansky, but that's actually kind of more of a serious movie. But yeah, so this guy's playing this character, and this whole time we have to watch this movie and be like, this is okay.
Yeah.
This simple man is being hoodwinked by a leprechaun that accidentally eats a gold coin.
Like that's a whole dumb, ass, like silver dollar size coin.
He accidentally eats a coin after he finds it by following the rainbow. And we have to pretend that this is okay. And he is the crux of the plot of this whole fucking movie, other than that tiny Irish people are incredibly violent. Yeah,
they were like, let's put a kid half his age in there and make the kid smarter than him so we can really show him how dumb he is. And I was just like, oh my, it's just so, it was just like, just
so that
poor taste.
So that's Robert High Gorman, who I remember as a kid, even though I'm not a Cubs fan. I used to love the movie Rookie of the Year.
Who, the kid?
He wasn't the kid that, the kid in Rookie of the Year was the dude that was in American Pie. But he was the friend, it was the same actor, same character, which was just basically.
When you started talking, I just stopped listening.
Thank you. Well, you're in the swamp, that's why.
Okay.
Get out of the swamp. So, this kid, first off, whenever you have, is this not Of Mice and Men? Where this young smart child is taking care of the big dum dum. We'll just call him a big dum dum. It's probably the most politically correct way of putting it.
For this movie, yeah.
For this movie.
I want to be clear. How
Mice and Men ends.
I want to be clear too. The reason I even said R slur before was not trying to be edgy, but it's like this was the 90s. That's straight up 100% with beyond a shadow of a doubt what he's referred to 100 times in the script.
Oh yeah!
Like,
yeah. Oh, absolutely!
Like that's probably word for word in this trip. It's like, and then the fucking brand eats the goddamn coin like a fucking moron. it's like that's the screen direction.
Can we have him shove some crayons up his nose while he's doing it? We really want to get home the point that he's a real fucking Like, this dude has also done a ton of movies. Like, he's definitely comfortable. He started in 1983 as What's Up, Hideous Sun Demon, as Guy.
Cool.
And his last known credit was...
Was that a movie?
It looks like it was a made-for-TV movie.
We should watch that.
His most recent movie was Leprechaun Returns as Ozzy. He comes full circle, but he's done 47 acting credits, so he's comfortable portraying a person of lesser intelligence with, you know, no chill. And this whole movie...
It wasn't him acting.
He did act.
Yeah, but I'm...
I just want to have enough gold coins so I can be smart. Is a line in this movie his young friend is trying to get him enough gold coins, which are only worth $500.
I guess
so. $50,000 is not going to buy you brain surgery to make.
I did the math and I was like, that's only $50,000.
This goes from Of Mice and Men to fucking Flowers for Algernon and has a leprechaun in between.
I guess thought his character was sweet. So maybe that I was just like, oh.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He plays the character, probably the only one of the few times we see a character like this in a movie, early 90s, late 80s, where he's not trying to outwardly be offensive.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, he's not trying... What?
Spider.
Here's a spider. That's cool. Like, he's not doing bad. But then we have to remember, around all of this, we have a murderous leprechaun.
Yeah.
Who was assaulted by an Irishman, and so you can't even be mad at the leprechaun. This dude was assaulted in Ireland, taken captive, fucking interrogated, legitimately fucking Dan O'Grady uses the word, I interrogated a leprechaun, to get his money, because that's what the Irish do.
That's what they do.
And then somehow we have to throw Jennifer Aniston in here and be like...
Honestly, I was like, Rachel, babe, like, you gotta get back to New York.
Babe.
I just felt like it was. I was like, she's the same character, and like, I'd have like no hate towards her, but I was just like,
this is Rachel. I cannot stand Jennifer Aniston.
I don't care either way. Like, I think she's a very nice looking lady, but she's hot. I just okay. We got hot, we got nice, and we got don't like. So we're all over the board.
Listen,
here.
Here's the thing: the woman hasn't aged.
No.
Like
I'm just saying, I feel like she always plays the same.
The only time she's ever looked hot was what was it, Bad Bosses or Mean Bosses, where she's horrible the dentist? Horrible Bosses. That's the only time I watched it. I was like, fuck, this is combining my greatest fear, which is a dentist, with also my other greatest fear, an angry Greek
woman.
A hot woman.
An empowered female. Girl boss.
I just feel like she plays, like, even, like, the inflection in her tone, you know, like, the way she... It's all the same, like... Boop, 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 boop. You can just, it's like, oh, okay. Sounds the same as the other ones.
I also just can't trust anybody that just goes through men like she does. You know, like, chill out, girl. Like,
I don't agree with that comment, but I was talking about her acting, Scott.
She's a terrible actress. Personal life.
I'm not saying she's terrible. You're not listening to anything I'm saying.
Classic Scott.
It's like, my God.
Somehow, though, this movie did make $8.6 million off of a less than $1 million budget.
Oh, so that's a lot. Yeah, no shit, because it's the 90s and this was like a weird. When did they release it?
93.
Yeah, what month?
January.
So it was four St. Patrick's
fuck you.
Day.
Yeah, fuck you. It's January. Classic.
Yeah.
That's where they dump everything. It's in January usually.
Oh.
This was legitimately, I kid you not. So this was put together by a fella named Mark Jones. He wrote it. He directed it.
Mark Jones. Sorry.
Screenwriter, director, actor. He did Leprechaun, Leprechaun 2, Rumpelstiltskin, which we mentioned before, and another film called Triloquist.
Okay.
Which is about...
A ventriloquist?
A 2008 American horror film written and produced by Mark Jones about a ventriloquist doll. Like, Jenna, look at this. Is this
Sorry,
scary?
Some guy with like two flags in his bio just followed me on Instagram, and like I need to make that block that.
What flags are they? Like Russia, Turkey?
They're like American flags. So that's a red flag. Oh
yeah. See?
Oh, he looks like the chef from a puppet show. What's the thing?
A puppet show? Crankinkers?
Puppetry of the penis?
Maybe.
Puppetry of the penis.
I don't know. I don't like puppets.
I could do a lot of puppetry of the penis if we got the Baldo. Why can't I own a sex toy? Why will you not let me own anything? Why do you have a drawer of magical wonders, Jenna? And Scott gets nothing but his hand and a fucking suave lotion with like exfoliants in it.
I said when I start finishing the same amount as you do when
that's not realistic.
Then you can have something. So that's the deal here. So. That's up to you. Ball's in your court, babe.
Balls are in my court, and Baldo's I'm offering Baldo in return.
That should be their tagline. Baldo's in your court. Now, something like that. I should have went into marketing. My God.
Anyway, Mark Jones, who has done nothing of value.
Come on, people.
He's basically been a writer and an occasional actor. He has done such shows and cartoons as What's New, Mr. Magoo?
Okay.
Yogi Space Race.
Cool.
Dinky Dog. Scooby Doo and Scrappy Doo.
Oh my!
Dinky Dog got me so good. You guys. Holy shit!
He did 24 episodes as story editor for the A-Team.
Okay.
3 episodes of Knight Rider.
Oh, all right.
James Bond Jr., which was a really fucking cool cartoon, by the way. He did the Mega Man cartoon, 3 episodes of that.
So he's got some stuff.
So he's got no skill whatsoever. And I kid you not.
Oh, you mean in the movie Spectrum.
He was inspired to create Leprechaun because he saw a box of Lucky Charms and wanted to figure out how to make the Lucky Charms guy an antagonist. All serial characters are antagonists. Captain Crunch, clearly a fucking pirate. Or some sort of naval defector. Tony the Tiger's an apex predator. You can't fucking trust him. Wheaties just puts fucking athletes on it. And he's just like, how can I make a leprechaun evil? Well, they're Irish. So he's gotta be drunk.
I always thought that Captain Crunch looked like the king from Cinderella. And I always thought they were the same person. I know that they're not, but that's just, you know, that's really just what I thought.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jenna.
It is really cool, Steve. I'm here to share my thoughts.
Anyway, this motherfucker is inspired by a box of cereal, and then when they tried to put the box of cereal in the original cut, General Mills was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
They did put it in there.
They weren't happy. It got re-put in after the fact.
Oh,
those clever little fucks.
Those little Irish.
All of a sudden, the movie makes a little money, and they're like, go ahead.
Classic Irish maneuver.
That's, you know what? I wonder how many drugs he was on when he came up with that idea.
If you worked on Dinky Dog and Scrappy Doo and Mr.
Dog?
It was a cartoon. Dinky Dog.
Who is he?
You've never Oh, God. I gotta show you Dinky Dog.
Do I seem like the type of person that would watch a show called Dinky Dog?
You've seen Dinky Dog. You have to have seen him.
Okay. Let me see him. I watched Pinky and the Brain.
Dinky Dog. It's a Hanna-Barbera.
No.
Mm-mm. No?
That looks like... Those look like the girl... That looks like Velma.
Yeah.
That weirdly looks like... what's the other one? With the red... Daphne.
Daphne.
But with blonde hair. And that's just a guy.
That's just a guy.
Yeah. That's Steve.
That's Steve, yes.
Just some fucking guy.
Some fucking guy. This movie is considered a cult classic, which is... The only reason it's considered a cult classic is specifically because it falls on a holiday... That is meaningless.
Right. Well,
listen, I'll put it out there. Columbus Day, we all make the Sopranos joke, anti-Italian discrimination about Columbus Day because it's Sopranos. St. Patrick's Day is a useless holiday. The Irish don't care. They drink every day.
Right. They don't need a special day.
They don't need a special
day. Every day is a special day for them if they get to
drink. They lie every day. So it doesn't matter.
Okay, but I will say... This reminds me of, I said this is giving me Santa's sleigh vibes, but just for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a weird, creepy villain, right? With a weird, creepy face that was going around killing people for basically no reason.
He was greedy.
Yeah, I know that there was a reason, but it was a
dumb... Now, if this movie released on Passover, we would have had a problem.
It was a stupid reason. And I was just like, okay. But, like, I get why people like it because it's, like...
It's funny.
It's goofy. It's, like, I honestly have not seen this movie since I was a little kid. And when I was a little kid, I passively watched it. And I just remember being scared because I was little. Now, watching it back, I was, like, this is the dumbest movie I've ever watched.
Yeah, truthfully, I fucking hate this movie.
This is not a good movie.
But I will say I liked it better than the one, the blood-sucking freaks movie. Because at least this I could laugh at moments, you know? Like, I still didn't like it, but I could watch, if I had to choose between the two, I'd obviously rewatch Leprechaun. Because at least it was like, you're like, oh, that's so dumb and goofy, and like, the outfits were making me laugh. So.
Yeah, as you can tell, guys, we weren't going to put any effort into this movie because it is a fucking atrocious movie. I watched this as a kid. It was hysterical to me then. It's still fucking funny. It's just a dumb movie. This is a solid 1.5 stars for me. I will watch this because of St. Paddy's Day. This is one of those rare occasions too where the movie, the first movie is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Because Leprechaun 4 in space is hysterical. Well, Leprechaun in the Hood is a fucking classic movie.
I want to watch the Leprechaun in the Hood movie. That looked hilarious.
It's hysterical.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's like the Scream franchise, almost. Like, that's the vibe that it's giving me.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. Like, it's not as good as Scream.
I hate Scream. I think would rather watch the Leprechaun.
You hate Scream?
I can't stand Scream.
I think
really?
It's
even
fine.
Even the first Scream?
I think it's a very Gen X movie, and it's one of those movies that I know I've brought this up before. I just don't enjoy Scream. I get the tropes. I get that people like it. I think you have to be like an older Gen X, like late 30s, early 40s person, and having seen it in theaters to appreciate it. I remember like my grandmother had a copy of that movie because she fucking liked that movie. Like, she thought it was funny because she got the tropes. My cousin had my cousins had fucking Scream masks. He used to fucking run around as Ghostface with those weird fucking Halloween masks that you got as a kid that smelled like weird sweet plastic. Like
that weird sweet plastic.
Sweet plastic petroleum products. So good. I just did. I don't like Scream. But the thing of Leprechaun is it finally stops taking itself remotely as even being a franchise after the second movie. Leprechaun Space, like, he's got a fucking shillelagh lightsaber. Like, Leprechaun in the Hood is one of the funniest tongue-in-cheek movies, and it's semi-problematic, but it's fucking funny as fuck.
Well, it's the if it was made in the 90s,
it was early 2000s. Early 2000s for Leprechaun in the Hood, yeah. Which is still fine. Anything pre-9/11 is just, like, fair game. You could do whatever you want in a movie.
That was the vibe.
My Private Idaho, Kids, you know, basically, you could do anything in the 90s, and you would probably not get in much trouble. So Leprechaun 1.5 stars for me. We didn't talk about the movie at all because we just didn't give a fuck. Leprechauns are basically just Irish stereotypes by Irish people of guys that are shoe salesmen, yeah, and like, or cobblers that beat their wives, yeah, and are greedy.
They're like not real, like witches, you know, like they're fake.
No, yeah. Leprechaun's fake, witch is real.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the point we want to drive home today.
We definitely want to drive home the point that witches are real.
Right.
Because Jenna's very mad about last week's episode.
Well, unicorns are real, too.
Well, unicorns are...
Well...
Real.
No. But...
No.
So,
no. No.
Yeah.
No. I'm on with Steve.
Yeah.
So, if by unicorn you mean, like, a girl who'll do weird shit with swingers, then yeah, sure, there are tons of them. But if you mean, like, a thing with a horn that's a horse, then, like, nah, yo. But,
listen, you buy one sex toy, all of a sudden you want a fucking horse of a horn in the house. I'm not cool with this anymore, dude.
But...
Drop it.
But, to do a little bit of actual, like, fucking, I don't know, I don't even want to call it analysis, but...
I don't think we can analyze this movie in any way to make it valuable.
But to get... No, you can't make it valuable, but to at least see some of the things that are there. I mean, it's interesting to see, because you can see it writ large on this movie, like a little filmmaking thing, which is the places where different actors, and I mean that not as like the actors, but like agents affecting change sort of thing. How different people will fucking push certain things onto a movie. You can see where they try to make it funnier. You can see like
intentionally supposed to be funny. That's
exactly
the thing. He wrote this in 1985 trying to make a serious slasher movie for Leprechaun, and Warwick Davis is basically like, I'm gonna have fun with this because this is awful.
Exactly.
Which also, shout out to Warwick Davis for always taking the role and like gleefully, and I don't mean that in tongue-in-cheek saying gleefully, but like playing the role of smaller characters. He was, you know, the goblins in Harry Potter. He was Professor Flitwick in Harry Potter. Obviously, we love Harry Potter. We're very big fans of J.K. Rowling on the show.
Oh, God.
We all endorse her politics. We're all big fans of genetic females here on the show.
I'm literally shaking my head, like, vigorously.
You know, he was Wicket, and he was an Ewok. He was an Ewok along the motherfucker Luis de Jesus in Return of the Jedi.
Respect.
So respect that you did a movie with a dirty circus performer, orgiastic drunk, and you came out to work in a Harry Potter movie with J.K. Rowling. That's a good actor. Warwick Davis, clap of the hand.
Yeah, but like, so the point being just that you can see where you have all these conflicting interests kind of molding this movie into different things. You have the... At one point, it was like, oh, well, let's make it a horror movie for kids. And so you have, like, the cool kid who, like, knows how to fix a truck and the hot wires and, like, all this other dumb shit. Like, it's such a mix, and that's where it kind of fails and becomes, like, a bad movie.
It could almost be a good kids movie if Ernest showed up at one point and was just like...
Yeah.
Like, Jim Varney shows up, and you're like, oh, now this all makes sense.
Yeah, and so like that's kind of like the whole thing is that like it has aspects where you can see where different or more interesting movies would have been, and all that pretense is lost because no one cares about like, hey, this is what we're trying to do, and then in the later movies they actually just kind of go for being stupid from the get go. So Leprechaun 1 is a one. for me.
One star from Steve? Okay.
One for one. I'm 1.5. I'm being the most generous, I think, just because, like...
Really? How do you know I didn't give it 5 stars? How do you know that?
Because I have your letterbox open.
Oh. Well, you're right. I also gave it 1 star, like Steve.
Yay.
Yay. Good job. Yay. I feel like... Obviously, I agree with everything you guys said. Yeah, I feel like the main thing was it didn't know where it was going, and it didn't know it was supposed to be funny until probably after. And
there was a lot of reshoots for this movie.
I felt like I said it to Scott when we were watching it. I was just like, oh my God, this dialogue is riveting. Obviously, being sarcastic, the dialogue is trash. And I felt like it wasn't like serious good, and it wasn't funny good. It was just bad, funny, you know?
I just love that Jennifer Aniston's father in this movie was just like, I'm gonna move to North Dakota.
Yeah, also it's like, you don't understand.
My childhood dream of living back in North Dakota.
Right, so it's like, if it's supposed to be a serious movie, they don't explain shit, and then all of a sudden, and I was like, this whole time, I'm like, oh, all these, I said, that's a lot to happen in one fucking night. Okay, I was like, this timeline makes no sense. And also, what are these kids, besties now? They've known each other for 6 hours. It was pissing me off. But
I mean, this movie is essentially this. Jennifer Aniston has to visit her father, who's divorced from her mother. She's some fucking
Scott, I can
valley
the
girl.
Context,
no, I know. But it's funny because she goes here, goes, North Dakota, guy dressed like Aladdin, huh?
Yeah.
Gets groped by a leprechaun, thinks it's Vest Boy, gets confused, and then finds herself trying to... Essentially, we have multiple points in the movie
where she's a bad bitch. Like,
she's a bad bitch beating a small person, which is a hate crime in every state in this fine union.
This lady grew balls, like...
When she tries to leave, like, 4 times.
Yeah, it doesn't... Because, like, as we were watching... Obviously, I know it's a stupid movie, but it was just, like, when we were watching it, I was really, like, caught up on the timeline thing. And I was just like, it's too much for one night. And like, it just didn't.
And they can never get Aladdin to the hospital. This fucking poor guy gets his fucking leg ripped off, basically.
And then when he was, I don't know why, I was like, I just kept watching this man. And I was like, I know that this man right now is thinking, don't forget that you're injured and you have to think about your leg being. It's like, I could visibly see him thinking about acting. And it was like making me. I was like, maybe I was way too high, but like, I really like, I was like, no. And then at one point he forgot because he like runs from the little thing to the cart, whatever. It's like a few steps and he like doesn't limp at all and moves really quickly. And I was like, and then when he came back, you could see on his face, he was like, uh-oh, I forgot to act. And
leave it in.
Yeah.
We're doing it live.
And like, I just couldn't like let that go. So it was really hard for me. There were so many things that annoyed me. You know how I get.
Yeah.
I get like very fixated on something. And then it was like when it kept, and then I was like, I can't even think about this movie.
You know, of the holiday movies, I mean, is this better than Feaster Bunny? Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Is this,
God, now you guys are going to make me
Is this better
that.
Than Santa Sleigh? No. Santa no. Sleigh, for being a dumb fucking
because
movie.
Santa
At least
Slay
we see Fran Drescher get burned alive. That's hysterical.
There were cool kills in Santa Slay. Yeah. Right? It was giving you that. It knew it was funny.
Thanksgiving is a piece of shit movie that was made for like $10,000, which is way funnier than Leprechaun. You know, the holiday movie market is just so degrading to even be in that I feel bad for everybody that's in a holiday movie. You know?
What was that movie that came out a few years ago that was like a anthology that had multiple holiday horror shorts? Is it literally called Holidays?
I think it was Holidays, D-A-Z-E. No, that was a concert.
It was it was just Holidays 2016.
Okay.
That had a cool St. Patrick's Day.
Well, Kevin Smith, Seth Green, Scott Stewart.
They
Claire
should
Grant.
Redo.
Yeah,
they should make a new movie for St. Patrick's Day. But people will be like, "Oh no, Leprechaun!" Blah blah blah.
I don't. The thing is, if you really want to do an Irish horror movie, you just gotta get a fucking dude, give him a bottle of Jameson. He's got 6 kids he can't afford, and you just film it live. You know, yeah. I mean, that's basically the Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, right there.
Yeah,
the guy that did Dracula Untold did the St. Patrick's Day segment in Holidays, but it was pretty good.
I'm looking at this right now. Peter Camden.
I don't know what Dracula Untold is.
Okay, so this is Dracula Untold is sick, honestly. So
it's actually kind of a fun movie.
So
is it a stupid movie that's funny?
Oh, it's stupid. Okay. It's stupid, but it's fun. It's
so
fun.
Basically, in like the mid 2010s, there was an attempt by Universal to try to make what they called the Dark Universe, which is basically the MCU for classic movie monsters.
So like Frankenstein, Dracula, the Mummy. Mummy.
Okay. Yeah, Wolfman.
A Dracula Untold.
They were trying to do like a Marvel thing?
Yeah, they were going to, and it was going to be like a crossover movie and stuff. So they made this Dracula movie called Dracula Untold.
Sad, because I was kind of excited for it.
Yeah.
Because they're so bad, but like, they're so fucking fun.
So like, Dracula Untold ended up like kind of sucking shit, but it's kind of fun. But they basically tried to make Dracula like a cool, sexy superhero. Like an anti-hero. Oh, yeah. And so, like, they even had, like,
entire fucking movie.
They have, like, giant CGI battles. He, like, makes a big fist out of bats and, like, kills, like, 100,000 soldiers.
He can turn into, like, a swarm of bats.
Okay, let's watch
Wasn't
this.
It Bill Nighy was the original vampire who was supposed to be Judas? Who was supposed to be the Greek?
The science guy.
The Greek, yeah.
Bill.
And he's, like, this Greek demon dude. It's like, I'm a vampire. And he turns fucking...
It's always about the Greek.
The dude that was Bard in the fucking Hobbit movies.
Yeah.
Into Dracula.
Yeah, the Hobbit movies that I've totally seen.
Ew. Regardless, he's a good looking dude. But it's got like action sequences, sword fighting sequences, fucking bat fisting, teleporting.
Bat fisting. Put that on my resume.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Luke Evans is the
Luke
guy.
Luke Evans, that's who it was.
Wait. Is that the guy from American Horror Story?
Was Luke Evans in Horror Story? No, was he?
He's from The Raven, 2012.
Is that the one with,
Clash of the Titans, 2010.
That's what he was in, yeah. He's a good-looking dude. Orlando Bloom. That's who he is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't find him attractive, but that's just...
He's the lead on The Alienist.
Okay, I watched a couple episodes of that. That's actually
Beauty
not
and
that
the
bad.
Beast, you guys.
First off, he was also in 2013's Fast and Furious Showdown game as Owen Shaw.
Well, that
and in also the Fast and Furious Supercharged theme park ride of the same name.
Oh, dang.
He was in Beauty and the Beast.
He was
the Beast!
Yo, okay, that's fucked up. She did literally just say that.
Did she just say that?
Yeah, it's like, do you see? He doesn't listen. He's just always thinking about
Dan Stevens was the Beast. Luke Evans was
Gaston? Are
you
just going to blow right past this, Scott? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, if I just ignore it, it never happened. I learned that from politics.
Politics? I'm done with you.
Ian McKellen was Cogsworth in fucking Beauty and the Beast? I'll watch it just for fucking Ian McKellen. Yeah.
I'm hungry. I want to eat my salami sandwich that
I
ordered.
Okay, well, you got me a super size. 1.5 stars for me, 1 for Jenna, 1 for Steve. We don't give a fuck about this movie. We're going to come back next week. What? You hope what?
I hope.
You hope? Oh.
But
okay.
Wait, I hope that someone like that loves this movie is like all excited about this, and then this is the episode we give them. Ha ha! We tricked you, bitch. Because we're the Irish this week.
First off, because I know Jenna was gesticulating towards me to say something.
I'm trying to remind you. You keep forgetting.
I'm not forgetting. Next week, I am choosing to do, for our folk horror, a really fun movie that we actually might give some attention to, which is The Lair of the White Worm, which is
let's go.
Ironically, Irish vampire story.
Is that Miranda Cosgrove? That's who it looks like from here.
No.
Who's the third person?
That's Amanda Donahoe.
Oh.
This is a great fucking movie. Young Peter Capaldi, young Hugh Grant,
ooh,
snake vampire bitches, set in Scotland, off of a Bram Stoker novel.
Stop.
So listen, we're gonna give you your fucking UK with the leprechaun. We're gonna give you your folk horror with some witchcraft because of these witches. We're gonna give you snake bitches. This is gonna be a fun fucking movie before we go and come full circle and end this month American style with the movie that I'm very excited for that I'm not gonna tell you till next week.
I thought we already said it.
I don't know. We said it.
No, we talked about it.
We talked about it outside the show. We didn't say it.
Three of us.
Oh.
Yeah. We didn't say it. I'm excited for this movie. It's dumb as fuck, but it's so fucking fun. This is the Leprechaun we deserved, which was vampire albino snake woman.
Great.
Yeah. You're right
on my alley. That's my ladies.
Yeah, this is a good movie.
We're going to have to do closed captioning for sure.
Okay.
Last time I watched this movie, I think I watched this during 25 Days of Horror. I'm pretty sure this was under my vampire movie for that. So this will be fun. I was reminded by Jenna, I have to shout out the Patreon subscribers. We have done this for 2 weeks now. You got your first episodes of After Hours that people seem to like. It was basically an After Hours episode of Jenna. The Bobby Liebling interview seems to be going well.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
This is just a lighthearted, fun episode.
Why did you say my name?
Jenna.
Yeah, why did you say...
This was like After Hours with you. This was lighthearted. This was not a serious episode like we did with The Witch or, you know, the other shows.
Okay.
Wow, you got defensive, Clit Licker. Damn.
Stop.
God damn.
Oh, my God. I'm just being delusional like the Irish, all right? Like, give me a break.
Delusional like the Irish. Anyway, our Patreon supporters
Now we're just making up new bad attributes.
Patreon subscribers, as of the first 2 weeks of the show, Charlie Walls, who is a super fan, I think, for sure. This dude's fucking hysterical on Twitter.
I love the name Charlie. That was the name of my car.
That was also the name of a Filipino boy you dated in high school, wasn't it?
How do you remember that?
Because you've told me, because you have a fetish.
Beating up Charlie Walls.
He's not hitting those Charlie back walls. Oh, yes. Oh, God, he's going to like that. Kurt Cruz, who was the Mutant Fam, who's not a fan of me because I spoke my mind about the Mutant Fam, but you're still subscribed, and I will tell you a shout-out. Thank you for listening, Kurt Cruz.
I like him.
I like him, too. I just shared my opinion that I wasn't a good match for the
We don't need to talk about this every episode now.
We have to.
I don't like what Scott has to say.
The only person to actually message me and say, don't use my real name, please use this name, which is what I put on the Patreon, Hex Dragon with three X's.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if you're an adult actress that uses the dragon dildo. I don't know if you're a man.
Let's go.
This individual is a bad B.
Bad bitch.
Either way, bad B.
We got Deandra Keefe. That's an Irish name. You're going to unsubscribe after this.
Deandra Queef.
Thank you. Very, very good, Jenna.
Sorry. I bet you people said that
Mike
to you a
Ignacio
lot.
And Robert Kujawski. Oh, my God. We got a fucking Polish person. Robert Kujawski. I insulted the Polish and they're subscribing. I just want to say it's all in good jest. I am a Croat. We are essentially Pisanskis. Obviously, the Croats invented the cravat, which is the necktie. I don't know what the Polish have done, but...
We're happy
to have you support us regardless.
I know. I got a Polish friend and she got a big old butt. So they've done that.
she do got a big old butt.
She got a big old butt.
Okay.
She's got two punchkis.
Okay.
What?
Punchki. How do you grow up in Chicago not know what the punchki is of the fucking Mardi Gras and the Polish donuts?
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. I don't remember everything that I've ever seen or learned in my whole life like you do, okay? It goes in and it goes right back out. I don't retain information well.
I don't either. It's okay.
What
guys,
are you talking
happy
about?
St. Patrick's Day. I drank a lot of Jameson. We had some fun. This episode was dumb.
I liked it.
But the most important thing is that to be a groovy little spook show, you have to just have a little fun. And that involves Steve being deeply racist. Jenna.
What?
Jenna being the butt of jokes about being a woman and being a swamp gash, which
you
whatever.
Guys are just jealous because I'm better than both of you.
You are better than both of us, but
hell yeah!
If you're listening to this on St. Patty's Day, please drink a lot.
Drink. Drive.
Take an Uber.
Drive responsibly.
Don't drive.
Drink. And don't drink irresponsibly.
Don't do that.
Don't drive.
Don't drive.
But drink irresponsibly. Don't drive.
To my Chicago friends, do listen and come visit me during my bartending shifts. I will be at the Lunars on St. Patty's Day. I'll be there from open probably for a long time. mostly probably bartending.
Oh my God, I should come in.
You should come in. Because I have to also teach the next day. So I'm about to pull the worst fucking teacher thing ever, which is bartend on St. Patty's Day and then teach the youths the next day. So come in at the Lunars, Villa Park. You Google it. I'll be there. Have fun. Stay groovy. I'm fucking done with this shit. I'm going to bed. I'm tired. Good night. Ireland. Yay.
Bye-bye.